And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa. We're back in the Mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Robbie Gant from Shimano, having a great time talking fishing, talking Shimano, Power Pro, and all the fun stuff.
Oh, dude, there's just nobody that makes stuff like the guys at Shimano. And yeah, so stoked that that's the what we get to talk about, because it's what we use, and it is. You know, I mean, I get fortunate enough to get to play with every single thing that's out there in the store every day, and it's just, that is the benchmark, you know. You almost feel bad when you're trying to compare other things to it. It's like, well, it's not quite this, but it's that, and it's it, man. It's really cool.
This is not quite a Shimano, but, you know, if you really want it, go ahead, right?
It's pretty darn cool. Hey, we're having a great time and talking all kinds of great fishing. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, we would love to have you in the second hour. Two ways you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup, and first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And as mentioned before, not only are we talking all about some great stuff from Shimano with Robbie, we're giving away a great prize. And thanks again to Robbie and all the boys at Shimano, a brand-new Terramar 90MH. It's the brand-new West Coast version of Terramars giving away at the end of the show today.
Indeed. Let's go live to the Polaris Supreme, the Riddler, Captain Tommy Rothery's on the line. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, boys. Good morning. How's everybody doing? We're sitting down here at Hurricane Bank, flat calm weather, and, man, I gotta tell you, it's been the season of the Wahoo. We're just killing the Wahoo here so far this trip.
That's amazing, Tommy. I've been following your reports at PolarisSupreme.com, and it sounds like you had to dodge Marty a little bit there, Tropical Storm Marty, but passed through there. But you got to the areas you needed to get, and the Wahoo fishing just sounds off the charts for your big charter there.
Yeah, actually, we're on a 15-day trip, and Marty was not an issue at all. What was an issue was down below us south was a low-pressure system we were watching. Marty was of no threat ever at all. Actually, it's at its closest point. It's reforming over Socorro right now, forecast to dissipate. But we were watching a low below us here, believe it or not, not Marty. And anyways, we were able to get down here, and truthfully, no wind at all here this trip. It's been a little bit of a problem, no kite fishing, and we've had no current here. I've never seen this long no current. This is our fourth day fishing no current. We managed to catch them, you know, fish in the range of 120, 140, 150, I think 160 is our biggest fish, except for 1, 2, 10 we caught the very first day we got down here. We see really good fish everywhere. It's just insane Wahoo fishing. I mean, we just drive away from them, and I hate to say it, but the guys have gotten a little bored with the Wahoo fishing, but it's around here. We got another 3 days here, and we're hoping that bigger fish starts biting. What we did was turn everything down around. Normally, you're fishing all day long, and yesterday we just said, this isn't working. You know, everybody go to bed at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we all got up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we fished all night last night, and we did have a better catch last night. I think we had about 8 fish there in the, you know, 140, 150-pound class like that with just 7 anglers, limited load. So, anyways, great fishing on a Wahoo. Hope the tuna turn around here. We're normally used to having 10, 15 fish now over 200 for our 7 guys, but that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, Roger. Well, hopefully it turns around here for the next 3 days. And first big long trip down to the lower sector there of the year, Captain Tommy Rothery from the Polaris Supreme. Good luck, Tommy, and we'll look forward to a wrap-up next weekend. Give us a wrap-up. Tell us how things went.
Yeah, hey, Pete. And also, I got a 10-day coming up in November the 8th there. It's limited to 20 passengers, and it's only got 14 guys on it, and it's going to go down with 14 guys. But if anybody else wants to jump on a 20-passenger limited load.
Oh, man.
And when we get back here, we're going to take advantage of all the day-and-a-half stuff that we've been doing, and we're going to have about 11 day-and-a-half trips online when we get back in off this trip here.
Wow, and you can book those day and a halfs on the Polaris Supreme, limited to 24 anglers.
Fisherman's Landing.
Right through fishermanslanding.com. All right, right on the website. Fantastic, Tommy. Wow, sounds good. 14-passenger 10-day in November. That doesn't sound
bad.
You can
handle that, yeah. I think we should make it 15.
I'll give you an update next Saturday on how we finish up our trip.
Thanks, Tommy Rothy, Polaris Supreme. Appreciate the call. Captain Buzz is on the line from the Prowler. Good morning, Buzz.
Good morning, Pete and Rick. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Buzz.
You there?
Yeah, loud and clear. Buzz, what's going on there on the Prowler?
Yeah, the beat just keeps going on. You know, you can catch Wahoo at 1,000 miles, and you can catch him at 35 miles. That's a good thing. We had the one Wahoo yesterday, and we had some nice Dorado, and we're back out tonight. It's a light load and a for sure go.
How cool is that? And like you say, you nailed it. The description was best. Tommy's at 1,000 miles away catching them, and you caught one local yesterday.
That's pretty neat.
What'd you catch him on locally there, Buzz, on the Prowler?
It was on a surface wind. I didn't see what it was. It was not a bomb, but it was something with a lead head and a hoochie-type skirt.
There you go. Or on a bomb, just fishing on a kelp paddy?
We had rolled up on a kelp paddy. It had some big Dorado on it. And then the gentleman in the bow was casted out, and it was a surface wine fish. And it was funny. I was putting out the info on the radio right after we caught that one and had another one swim right by the boat, grabbed the bait, and kept going. And when I got back down on deck, some guy says, "I just got bit off."
I know. I watched it.
Well, Buzz, somebody wants to go on an overnight on the Prowler tonight, have a chance to catch Dorado and Wahoo. Here locally, how do we do that?
Call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500 and ask for the Prowler.
All right.
Nice going,
Thanks,
Buzz. Congrats on yet another local Wahoo.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So
great show, guys. Keep it up.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there from our fishdope.com report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing San Diego. Hey, it's long-range season. That means it's time to pre-book your processing order with Fisherman's Processing before your trip. That way, you'll be in the first of the line when your trip returns. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. It's really easy to do, and you know you're going long-range fishing. You know your trip is whatever date it is, and, you know, the next few months coming up. Just call down to Fisherman's Processing. I'm sure you're going to get them done there anyways. Just talk to Rosie or Sean or any of the guys there at the processing and say, "Hey, I just want to pre-book my order. I want to get in line," and you'll be one of the guys that's on the road just minutes after
before
your trip
everybody
lands.
Else.
Yeah,
there
pretty darn
go.
Cool.
All
well,
right.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on. Our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. How are you guys today?
Oh, man, excellent. We're pretty excited about all this fishing.
It's incredible. But, hey, first of all, Rick, Kelly would like to know if you can take her out. She wants to get a blue marlin and a wahoo and a bluefin over 100 pounds.
It's just like that. Yeah, it's just
that
easy.
No
problem. Send her on down. We got it.
Well, what she reads on your Facebook is, if you want to go catch a wahoo, you just drive out to the 9, you get one. If you want to get a blue marlin, you just drive out, you get a blue marlin. If you want to get a big bluefin, you just drive out, you get one. And Kelly's like, "How come you can't do that, Dave?"
Yeah, Dave. How come?
Yeah, Ricky, what the heck? I need to come down there and just shake your hand, I think, or something.
Come on down, brother. I'd love it. We'll go.
You're having an incredible year, Rick. Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
It's amazing. But, hey, guys, just like Buzz was saying, and I'm sure the guys have been talking about all morning, this is the most incredible season in the history of fishing in California.
Straight up. It is
far none better than anything anybody's ever seen before. Like I always say when we talk, my father's been doing this for 70 years. He's never seen anything like this. The three-quarter-day boats, the half-day boats are catching wahoo, guys. There's boats targeting blue marlin every single day out of Dana Point, out of San Diego, out of Oceanside, out of L.A. It's incredible what's going on here. stuff that's being left alone is like the fishing at Catalina, the fishing along the beach. If you just want to go out and catch some fish, there's plenty of yellowtail to catch on all the stock spots up and down the coast. If you got this beautiful anchovy that they have at the bait barges right now, you can go out there and pretty much make something bite. When you start throwing anchovies in the water, it just increases the prey density level in the water, and the fish just think they have to eat, and they do. They just start biting. Don't be discouraged by the anchovies, guys. I cannot believe how many people are bummed out because they can't have a giant sardine to fish with. I'll tell you what, all the old timers, all the guys that have been doing this for more than 20 years tell you fishing's always better when we got a bait tank full of anchovies. It's always better. So guys, don't get discouraged because the bait barges have anchovies. Be happy about it. Just learn how to cast. And that's my tip for this week, and thanks for letting me be on the radio, guys.
I like it, Dave. And of course, you want to get Dave's information always. Fishdope.com is the place to get your source. $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com. You just use the code HOOKUP. Now, if you don't have Fishdope, come on, guys. We've been talking about it. If you're going fishing, whether it's on a sport boat or a private boat, Fishdope.com's best bargain around. $149 with the code HOOKUP now. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Guys, you can go fishing with me two different ways. I can come with you on your boat, teach you how we fish on the sport boats. I can come out, show you how to use all your electronics. You can give me a call at 949-374-0786. Or I'm running a beautiful Hatteras up here in Dana Point called the Wild and Sack. We take six guys fishing on that. It's a beautiful boat. We hold 15 scoops of bait. And you can go fishing with me the same way. Just give me a call at 949-374-0786. And I'll talk to you guys next
awesome.
Sunday.
Dave, if you got a quick sec, I got one more story that I think that I know that we would like to hear. Because Pete Grosbeck told me that you passed this one along. Can you real fast tell us the story of the guy that caught the blue marlin with the live tuna on a small boat?
Unbelievable
so
story.
So everybody's got to hear this.
As fast as I can.
Yeah.
As fast as I can. All right, guys. He was out fishing on the 267. Very, very good. All by himself on his skipjack. Very, very good tuna fishing. He's having a ball. All of a sudden, the tuna stop biting, and they start swimming in a ball like anchovies in a bait tank. He's like, what the hell's going on? Underneath his boat swims this blue marlin. Don't know how big it is, but he knows it's a blue marlin, and it's huge. He scrambles through his boat looking for anything with a big hook on it, or just trying to find a big hook. He finds a wire leader with a 9-0 hook on it. Ties that to his line, takes a dead yellowfin tuna off his deck, nose hooks it, drops it in the water. It sinks 6 feet down underneath his boat. The blue marlin swims, eats it down to its butt. It inhales this tuna, takes it. The guy puts it in gear, sets the hook, no fighting belt, no chair, no rod, shoves the rod in the rod holder by himself.
Solo.
All by himself. Because he was just going out to get a few tuna for lunch. Okay? Now he fights it on the boat for the next 3 hours on the radio while he's fighting it, driving the boat, reeling the reel, asking anybody out there, do you have a flying gaff? Is there anybody out there that can help me? Two guys come from another yacht with a couple of gaffs, jump on the boat, bam, they get the fish, run it into Dana Point. 420-pound blue marlin.
Jeez. How rad is that?
That never happened to me.
Yeah,
you know?
That is crazy. That sums up how this season's going. Dave, well, awesome job. Great story. I apologize about having you do that, but we're stoked.
Good story, though.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I just didn't know if I had the time to tell it, but, yeah, incredible. I drag around $50 lures all day long, can't buy a bite. This guy uses a dead tuna on a wire leader and gets one.
Gotta love that. Dave, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys.
See you, bro.
Take care. See you next Sunday. Bye.
Appreciate that. Let's go live to the Pacific Queen. Captain Drew Card's on the line. Good morning, Drew.
What up, Drew?
Good morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
Man, we're anxious to hear what you're catching.
Well, we haven't caught a blue marlin yet.
it's a matter of time.
No blue marlin yet, but we're having excellent fishing out here again. We had a great day yesterday. We're on the second of it, too. We had, I'd say, pretty, you know, good yellowfin tuna fishing. We had excellent big Dorado fishing, and we also caught another wahoo, so we were pretty stoked on that.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, it's our second wahoo in consecutive trips. You know, the last one we had on our one day, we had a pretty slow trip on our one day, but we did have one wahoo on that, you know, some Dorado and stuff, but the wahoo that we got on that trip was probably 60, 65 pounds. We didn't weigh it up. We cut it on the boat, but it was a monster. It was you know, but by far the biggest one we've caught this year, which, you know, I mean, geez, it's even weird that I'm even saying that, that one of the ones that we caught this year was that big. But we had another one yesterday. It was probably about a 50-pounder, another nice one. Good yellowfin tuna fishing. We found a kelp right away this morning and finished up our two-day limit on yellowfin tuna. It was excellent, excellent fishing, you know, just typical yellowfin fishing, what we're experiencing out here this time of year, just in the corner, every bait. The guys were getting them on the popper, on the jigs, trying everything, you know, that they could, you know, try, and it was a lot of fun. We got that kelp right before it started raining. We got a little bit of rain now, but still pretty nice weather. And the Dorado, like I said yesterday, were just incredible, and just big, giant Dorado. We had one kelp for 32, and the kelp for 32 on here seems like we had about 100. I mean, they're just everywhere, jumping all over the place, madhouse. It was a lot of fun, and we've been having a lot of fun, and just fishing is, you know, been, I mean, you guys know, you guys have been out. I know Rick's been catching wahoo and blue marlin and everything else, but it's just been a phenomenal fall, and I think it's showing no signs of stopping.
Gotta love it. If you want to go on the Pacific Queen, you have some trips coming up, Drew?
Yeah, we actually have one leaving tonight, and it's still got plenty of room. We got trips all week. I think we're pretty light later in the week if we even have anybody. But, you know, the same typical thing is this time of year we're going to be going out, and we're going to be going out with lighter loads. So if you haven't got to fish the boat this year and you want to, and you were waiting for the loads to, you know, maybe get a little lighter, then now's the time. So if you want to come, if they want to come fishing with us, it's 619-221-8500. That's the number to Fisherman's Landing. You can also sign up directly on our website at pacific-queen.com. And I also wanted to mention, we already put all our rock hog trips up for the winter for January, February. We're super excited about that with all the yellowtail that's on the coast. I think that this winter is going to be excellent fishing. And I just want to remind everybody, if you want to come fishing with us down there, Collinette Way, this winter, you got to have a passport. So if you don't have one, get one now.
There you go. Good job. Good suggestion.
Job, yeah.
And passport or passport card would also work. When you apply for your passport, just check the box for passport card. Get them both.
Like,
carry it in your wallet.
If you take Drew's advice, you go in right now and get a passport. By the time those trips here, you'll be done and easy, and you're going to get to get in on that fishing. Because I agree, with how good this year is, you know that wintertime coastal yellowtail fishing is just going to be sick.
Wow, really? All right,
right
Drew.
On, Drew.
Thanks for the call, and we'll talk to you real soon. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our extended catch report today, our fishdope.com report. And again, that's sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook. It sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Hey, the long range season is upon us, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus ringed hook is the hook that sets the standard. Their J hooks are top choice in anglers all over the place, from fishing for giant tuna and other pelagic species. They make the right design, they have the right durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. It's the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook at your favorite tackle store.
Roy in San Diego, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, question. Years ago, you guys used to make a Calcutta with a TC4 Plus construction or something. How is that now different from what you guys are doing now?
You're talking about the rod construction, the TC4.
Yeah, the rod, the old one.
Yeah.
The old pretty much the same as far as overall construction or the put-up. What we do is we change kind of the prepreg or the fiber within it going to like a 24-ton. I don't want to talk in code. My brother always jokes at me when I'm on the show that I'm always talking in code, but it's just a better fiber, right? So as things advance, we can make things lighter and stronger. So as we come out with new products, we're always looking at taking them to a new level, and it's always with weight and power, or just the overall, you know, breaking strength of the rod. We always want to make them stronger.
Explain again what TC4 means.
TC4, so T stands for T-glass, C is carbon, and then 4 is it's 4 layers. So we take 4 layers of basically the glass and the graphite, put them together, goes on the mandrel, and gets rolled up. So it's the best combination of a glass rod and a graphite rod for overall strength, durability, and lightweight.
Are all Shimano rods TC4 construction?
They are not. We make them straight glass. We make straight carbon. But a lot of our rods these days we're going to TC4 because we believe in it so much that you get, you know, the best features of glass with that durability. And then going with the carbon is your lightweight and your sensitivity. So taking the glass and the carbon and kind of melding them together, you get the best of both worlds.
There you go. Hey, Roy, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and JobSite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, JobSite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Unistrut, the original metal framing system featuring the unique weldless connection. Unistrut metal framing is the time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest supply of Unistrut at JobSite Supply. Check JobSiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait Buy Now sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 75 to 350 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty coverage. And eligible new 2.5 to 70 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit. See your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer for details or visit yamahaoutboards.com. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends November 18, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents as a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participants. Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rock!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed up, man. We're having a blast this morning. We're going to jump right back into the phones. Talk to Tony. He's calling us from San Marcos. Tony, very patient caller. Thanks for hanging in there with us, bro.
Yeah, I have two questions. I have a rod question and a reel question. First, can you get the Tiramar rod and the blank? And then the second question is, what recommendation do you have for reel service, particularly my 300EJ, Corrado 300EJ that I've purchased over the summer but seems to have lost some of its castability after about a dozen trips?
Okay, first question. We don't sell just blanks. We only sell finished product. It's just something that Shimano's done. Not 100% sure why, but we just believe in selling the finished product, so we're responsible for the whole package. As far as the reel goes, you can bring it to Shimano. We have an excellent over-the-counter warranty. If you're ever in the Irvine area, you can stop in, talk to the guys. They're great guys. They will fix your reel for you. I don't know off the top of my head what the charge is, but they can definitely give you, you know, general maintenance. So, yeah, stop
and
in.
And you can ship it, too.
Yeah, and you can ship it. One Holland, Irvine, California, 92618.
Best thing to do is go on the Shimano website and look at you can look up the service address, find out the information, and just send it in there. If you're in San Marcos, you don't want to drive up to Irvine.
Yeah, yep. Ship it right up to us, and we'll make it brand new for you.
You guys, to an inappropriate level, take such good care of people when they bring reels in for service and things like that. I mean, every day on Let's Talk Hook, we always hear the story of, man, I brought my reel in, and, you know, really they put in this, and this part, but they only charged me for this. Or, you know, I brought my reel in, and, you know, man, I mean, I told them straight up, I've been fishing this thing hard, and it was, you know, I broke it, and I got a new reel. Or you know, I dropped off 20 reels, and a week later they all came back, and I only got charged this. Like, you hear it all the time. Your service is just second to none.
Yeah, I think what's really cool, too, with our crew that we have there is the guys that are wrenching on reels are fishermen.
Yeah.
You know, so they take a lot of pride in, you know, their work, right? So they want it to be just like their own. So they want to make sure that your reel's in top shape. So when you go out there and you hook that Wahoo or that Blue Marlin or whatever it is that you're going fishing for, that you've got a legit shot and nothing's going to fail on you. It'll be perfect.
And this is the National Service Department right in our backyard.
Yeah, right here, right in Irvine. It's awesome.
Pretty awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Matt. He's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Good morning, Matt. Thanks again for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just wanted to give you a quick recap on my 7-day off the Royal Star. Got back to the dock yesterday. More of a quality than quantity, but that being said, we ended up with 72 Wahoo.
Yeah.
Never seen so many Wahoo at Alejos Rocks. It was ridiculous. And just wanted to comment, Robbie, on the phenomenal performance of that Therese rail rod. My dad and I were both able to get a Wahoo on the troll with it, and I was able to put the screws to the yellowtail at night at Alejos. Fish never really had a chance with the Talica 22 speed. And thinking back, my three Wahoo that I got on the trip, I got one on a Trinidad 12 with 40-pound and 50-pound Spectra, that 16A Ricky that you loaded with 50. I got one on the bomb with that,
nice.
And then the Talica 2, the 22 speed, and you guys just keep building what you build because the fish have no chance.
Appreciate it. That's all awesome. Right. Trinidad 12, huh? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The
12 was a blast because that was on bait, and that actually ended up being a second place jackpot Wahoo.
How big?
Awesome.
42.6.
Nice.
Rad.
Nice.
That's
fish.
So rad, Matt.
Way to get
nice
go,
going.
Matt. Nice job on the Royal Star there. And I know I was, of course, down in Ensenada with Captain Tim Ekstrom yesterday, and Tim said that they do have a few spots available on some short trips as well as some of their longer trips. And I know there's a couple of spots left on your 12-day fly back trip in December, Rick.
You're right, and that was a trip that was sold out 3 days after we got back, and a group of two guys had to jump off. You know, life happens and things like that. So I know there was a lot of guys that, at the time, the waiting list was so long, there was a lot of people that said, oh, I'm just going to look into something else. So this is a trip that's a super limited load, you know, from the get-go. And it's going to, I mean, obviously it's going to run. There's only a couple of spots open, but it's a very, very light load trip. Fly, you know, ride down, fly home option. It's going to be an awesome trip at what is a supreme time of year. I mean, we picked this trip based on the, you know, on the moon and the timing, and it's going to be a really good one. So, yeah, if you want to do an epic long-range trip, killer giveaways, lots of great stuff on a light load, come check out our Royal Star trip after Thanksgiving.
Indeed. It's on our trips page, hookup1090.com. Just go to the trips page. You can check out all of our trips. Or you can go right on the Royal Star website and book right online, royalstarsportfishing.com. Thanks a lot for the report there, Matt. Speaking of our website, check out our page for shopping. We have a lot of different items on there, including some really cool logoed lures. We have our AFCO logoed shirts, our sun shirts, as well as our travel shirts. We have our coffee mugs. We have the Let's Talk Hookup cedar plugs, all kinds of different stuff on there. On our shopping page, you want to get a T-shirt, a hat, or whatever. It's all available right there online at hookup1090.com. Just go to shop and order up. $50 or more, you get free shipping.
All right. Well, hey, the phones are packed. We're going to jump back in. This time, let's talk to Doug. He's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I've got a question about that. Fishing license, supposed to be year-round now, or is it they're still working on it?
They're working on the year-round fishing license, and you should definitely get in touch with your local state senator, your local congressman, stuff like that, and encourage them to vote for that year-round fishing license. It looks pretty like it's going to happen, but they need a little extra push.
Huh,
so definitely something you want to contact your
local
state assembly, local representatives, all those, and just say, hey, this is a good idea. It's good for everybody, the year-round fishing license, which basically would be similar to what a Mexican fishing license would be. You buy it that day, it's good for a full year. Makes a lot
cool.
of sense. And why shouldn't we?
Yeah, I agree. That's awesome. I didn't know that we were getting close to that being a thing. That's
indeed.
Rad.
Indeed. Thanks a lot for the call, Doug.
Dick in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, guys. Fun show, lots of stuff still biting. I had a question about the flatfall. I'm interested in the evolution of it, and then how you guys recommend rigging it.
The evolution. Well, you know, we're hardcore fishermen, and we have the privilege to be able to take our visions and make them reality. And you know, kind of started back with the original butterfly jig with a vertical approach where you drop the jig and you know you pump it on the way up, and then we're all surface iron freaks, and so we designed a wax wing lure, you know, basically to cover that spectrum of the water for us. And then flat fall was a jig that was designed basically in Japan that, again, we kind of got our hands on and then, you know, made it for the U.S. market with our colors and hook rigs, et cetera. As far as fishing the jig itself, I use a Tranx, the high gear, because you can cast it, you know, as far as you ever want to cast it, or you can just drop it straight down. I personally use 65-pound Power Pro with a 50-pound wind-on leader, 130-gram jig, cast it, and then it's when it stops sinking, you have a fish on.
What kind of rod is that? What do you use?
I'm using the new, and I've been playing around with this, the new Terramar, the 7.6 Heavy. Seems to be really good for that 40 and 50-pound top shot, all the local fish, whether, you know, the tunas, if you're lucky to catch a wahoo, like Ricky. But that seems to be the ideal combo. It just loads perfectly. You can cast it far. The rod shuts off, I think, just perfect for when you do get that bite, when it does come tight, that just the bend on the rod. It's just a really comfortable outfit.
That's right.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Wayne in Huntington Beach. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Wayne.
Morning, Wayne.
Good show. Fantastic show.
Thank you, Wayne.
And the service department over in Irvine, I got to say, yeah, those guys are the best. I mean, they take time out of their day to come down, talk to you, and get more explanations of what's going on with your rod or your reel, and they get it back to you really super fast. So those guys are awesome over there.
Thank you.
I'm going to change some names to protect the innocent, but I was out with some boys last week, and everybody's got really, really great equipment, but if you're not holding on to it, things can change real quick. There's
yes.
a guy at the reel that put a bait in the water, turned around, was talking to one of his buddies. Next thing you know, his rod is taken off without him. So
that's no good.
Hands up at all times. I know. Everybody wants to catch a big fish, but when that one comes, you got to have both hands on your stuff, or it's going to take a ride by itself.
Yes, it will.
So just a heads up, and tell you guys a great show and great products. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Harry. He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Hi, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. Harry, good morning.
Robbie, I want to tell you, I'm working my way through your YouTube presentations, and they're incredible.
Thank you.
I really enjoy them. The other thing is I'm leaving on Thursday of this week on a dedicated Wahoo trip on the Condor, or the Commander. I'm sorry, the Commander. I want to come into the shop tomorrow and hand Ricky my credit card. And I want him and Robbie, you guys, to get together and put together a reel and a rod that I can take out on that dedicated Wahoo trip.
Yeah, I think that would be the outfit we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I think that would be the most prime time, you know, the Tranx 500 high gear, 7.6H, power pro'd up, top shotted, and you'll have yourself a Wahoo catching machine.
Okay, that, totally it's agree. A Terramar 7.6H. It's a 7'6" heavy.
Heavy, right, yeah. Right.
Okay.
That would be the one. And, the one. And not only for your Wahoo, because you're going to be able to use that same outfit for yo-yo fishing this winter, you know, when those fish are down on the cod grounds, you know, whether it be fishing a flatfall or a Taddy 4-0 or whatever it might be, that's just going to be a killer combo for years to come. But awesome for that, what you're going to do next week.
Long enough that you're going to get a good casting distance, not so long that you don't have the appropriate leverage. And you know,
yeah, not going to kill you.
And it's got a very traditional West Coast, a little bit faster taper. You're going to get into the backbone quicker, which is important on a Wahoo, because Wahoo are not an easy fish to hook. You know, I mean, they're... That's one. The other thing, too, is, you know, we hear about all these fish that we're catching on the Marauders. There are definitely, on our overnight and local fleet, there's a lot of bites that are being had on kelp patties, like the fish we heard about, Buzz. But, you know, Wahoo on a jig from a dead boat is a very difficult fish to get a hook into. You know, we always say in long-range fishing, it's 1 in 5, you know, so it takes 5 bites on average to get one to the boat. And it's because that Wahoo has such a hard mouth, it's hard to get the hook to get into there. So you want a rod that's not overly parabolic. You want that thing to shut down fairly quick so you get into that backbone quicker.
Many, many times, especially when you hook them on a jig, the Wahoo it gets gaffed, opens his mouth, the jig falls out. Because he never was hooked. And that's the amazing thing about them. So, yeah, it's you want to get that hook buried as best you can.
Keep turning that handle.
I remember last year, and I'm on our Royal Star trip, you know, same one we just talked about, so vividly, we had a Wahoo at Alejos that ate the Marauder, screamed off the big run. The angler, you know, slowly pumped the fish all the way back to the boat, you know, made another little run, came back to the boat. It was at gaff side, and you could look in the water, and you could perfectly see both hooks of the Marauder hanging out. He had that Marauder dog-boned. Both hooks were outside of the fish. Like, he had, I mean, you could see it. We gaffed it and put it on board. Like, not one time during the run and fight all the way back to the boat did that thing ever have a hook in its mouth.
Yeah, indeed.
They're such rad fish.
Amazing fish. And I also want to warn those of, you know, there's a lot of anglers today that are catching Wahoo that have never even seen a Wahoo. Wahoo teeth are razors.
Yeah.
You do not want to mess with that mouth. And be very, very careful when that thing comes on the boat, because it's like having a whole set of razor blades at your feet there.
It's not like a barracuda or something else that has sharp teeth. It's a whole lot gnarlier. Like when they're, you know, when they're dead, if they roll on the boat and slide into you, like you're
sliced open.
They're gnarly.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Harry.
Mike in Carlsbad, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's going on, Mike? Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Good.
Great.
I bought a new Sargosa 8000, and I was wondering between the Terramar and the Talus rods, what would you recommend? I'm looking for a lighter weight rod also.
Are you doing primarily bait fishing, or are you fishing lures?
I bought it specifically to do flatfalls.
Specifically for flatfall. The Talus, the 7.2 medium heavy, would be the rod that I would recommend with the Sargosa 8000. Again, it just the backbone of that rod, is going to be perfect for fishing the flatfall.
That's been our very,
okay, good.
That's been a very popular rod for us too, for guys that are looking for a, you know, moderately priced killer popper outfit too. You know, something that's big enough that you're going to take a legitimate size tuna, but you want to have some fun. We really like that exact outfit you're
describing. Sargosa, what size?
8,000.
8,000 with the
7.2 medium heavy
talus rod.
Right.
And that's a really reasonable package there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the rod's, 150 somewhere in there. Yeah, it's an awesome rod for the money, for sure.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Kenny. He's calling us from UTC this morning. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Kenny.
Well, I'm going to finally get to go fishing for all. I'm going to go on a half-day boat out of Seaport.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to find out was, what's your water temperature up at Bowie right now?
Ooh, warm. Yeah, 74 maybe, 73, something like that, Rick?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know as of yesterday.
You look
at
terrapin.
It's hot. I mean, it's not warm. It's hot.
You know, if you don't have fishdope.com, which has all the temperature charts, you can also get terrafin.com. And the cool thing about Terrafin is the Terrafin Mobile. You put it on your iPad, and you select the regions, and you can dial in all the different temperatures. It tells you the lat and long. You can put a pointer there. It tells you exactly what the temperature is. on the surface right then, right there.
What's
I can call you too, though.
Yeah, you could always just do that.
But I'd say, yeah, I mean, it's warm, and they've been catching big yellows. There's been some 40-pound yellows on the half-day boats, three-quarter-day boats out of Seaforth. So have a good time. You'll catch a big one, hopefully, and listen to the crew. I think that's one of the most important things for people that may be inexperienced anglers. Follow the crew, listen to the crew, and take their suggestions. You'll have a lot more success.
So just in that amount of time, I pulled up the Terrafin chart. The water right on the beach yesterday was 73 degrees, and, I mean, less inside of the 50-fathom curve. So, we're talking a couple miles off the beach. It got as hot as 75 and a half.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Unreal. And it's October.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey,
this is when it's supposed to start
to cool down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we got a northern storm. It's raining outside, right? Kenny, good luck on your trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back in and talk to another Kenny. Kenny from Hawaiian Gardens. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, a few years ago, I walked into a shop and needed a rod. I was fishing down south of the border a little bit, rock cod fishing and stuff, and I wanted to get a new setup. And he set me up with a Terramar ADM with a Torium 16 full 50-pound. Did he steer me in the right way on that? I mean, I love it and have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a 16 with a 8-foot medium, not only just for rockfish, but, you know, anything offshore, I think that's going to be perfect. 50-pound. On a 16, maybe a little bit on the heavy side as far as the Power Pro backing goes, but I still think you're right there. You got the right outfit.
Yeah, I'd use it for pretty much everything, stuff like that. And, hey, one more question real quick. With the warm water and stuff, how's the rock cod fishing going to be this year?
Ah, good question.
Yeah.
We know the yellowtail fishing is probably going to be pretty good down there, but
we've been saying it all year. You kind of have to throw the book away on years like this. I mean, I don't know. I mean, well, I think we'll just wait and see. I'm sure it will be good when you go to the areas. Maybe you'll have to go a little deeper. Maybe it'll just be killer, because last year we had such good yellowtail fishing in the winter as well, and the rock cod really hasn't been stressed much over the last couple of years. I mean, it certainly hasn't been the focus of a lot of guys. I mean, it might be killer because of lack of pressure. It might be tough because of the hot water. It might be killer just a little bit deeper. I think we'll just wait and see. But I have a feeling, like we were talking about with Drew running those rock cod trips, I think we'll be doing a lot more targeting yellowtail on those rock cod trips.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Just about a minute left for Lou in Fullerton. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, Robbie, my question is on these toriums. I have a 20 and a 30, and it seems that the top right-hand screw on the side plate comes loose. I have a Phillips head screwdriver with a little torque gauge on it. Is there a certain amount of torque you put on those things, or do I need to take it in and have somebody take a look at that fitting?
You know, I don't have the exact answer to the question, but you can definitely call our guys, because not only can you go in there and see them, you can call them as well. Give those guys a call. They will definitely tell you, you know, what to do, whether it be, you know, maybe putting a little bit of grease or something on the actual screw itself to keep it in place. Yeah, I would just say give
and
those guys a call.
They'll tell you probably the amount of pounds of torque.
Yep,
exactly, we're going to put on
that screen.
That
would be your best bet.
And they're very approachable, very easy going. You just pick up the phone, go to Shimano.com, go to service, and look up the phone number, the address for sending the service in. It's an easy program.
Very easy, very easy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand new Terramar 90MH rod. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on, or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Have you checked out the giant fast lane kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss, right in the middle of Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddle board right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks,
kayaks. No one does it better than the crew at Fastlane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year. With all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And the big winner of the Terramar new West Coast 90 MH rod is going to Dick in San Diego. Man, you are going to love
stoked,
that
man.
New Terramar. Congratulations.
Tomorrow's going to ship that right to you, Dick. You're going to love that rod. And the guy that put them all together, basically designed the whole series, Robbie Gant, right here. And I'll tell you what, Robbie, you did such a great job
awesome,
with
man.
Rods. And even though you're in a different position now, that great rod influence is still going to be there, right?
Oh, I can't let that go. I'm a product guy at heart still.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm gonna
so
give
you're
going to
kind of say, hey, man, I think we should do this.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And your job, people will see you out in the field, right? You're a Southern California guy. You're staying here in Southern California, and they'll see you at various tackle stores throughout Southern California, right?
Yep, I'll be in the car running around doing shows and see everybody at Fred Hall Show for sure.
Yeah.
And Tackle Days, I think, is coming up here.
Tackle Day and
November
7th. Yeah, that's like a month away.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah, and you'll be there?
I think so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, and that's going to be at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. And Fred Hall, usually a big introduction for new products. Anything we can look at? Kind of, is there going to be a new product introduction at Fred Hall?
You know he's
Can
not
we
going
even
to tell
say
you
that.
Dude, why you save your breath? You know, it's
Come
this
on.
Is Mr. Shimano. You
Come
know
on.
You're not getting that out.
Yes.
Okay.
Ah,
great. I got
well done,
it.
Dude. Well done.
But you don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is. We don't know what it is.
That's cool.
But that's pretty exciting. The rumor mill has it that if there's going to be something pretty spectacular, which always happens with Shimano. You guys always do such a great job, and you utilize that Fred Hall Long Beach show to kind of initiate that to the Southern California anglers.
Yes, we do.
We're
yes,
very
we
thankful.
Do.
So you want to get Shimano products?
Cool.
They're all over the place, right?
Yes, they are. Shimano.com, any local tackle store. Again, great warranty department or service department there. Stop by, say hey, and we'll keep you guys up and running and ready to go catch fish.
All right.
Nice
Thanks,
job, Robbie,
for being here. We'll look forward to having
Appreciate
you back
it, guys.
Real soon. And we'll look forward to having you guys back next Saturday and Sunday. Rock on Rick and I have to jump on a plane on Thursday and head for Palmas de Cortez, our 21st annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, going to happen next weekend. So being that both of us are in the East Cape, we said, well, let's broadcast live from Palmas de Cortez next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll be live at Palmas de Cortez with Chucky Van Warmer, Eddie Dalmau, and the gang at Palmas de Cortez. Give you the firsthand information right there from our tournament at Palmas de Cortez. And then next Sunday, we'll be going just down the road to Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape and be broadcasting live 7 to 9 a.m. on Sunday with John Ireland and the gang from Rancho Leonero. Our phone guy, Ryan's going to be on the board and behind the mic here in the studio. So that'll be great. He'll be taking the phone calls and transferring
so
everything
fun.
Down there. Thanks to Ryan for that. And Adam will be on the boards making sure everything goes there. Hey, thanks for listening today. We'll see you next Saturday and Sunday right here on the Mighty 1090.